Today we will look at the ayah Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim, guide us on the straight road. Now, in order that we understand Sirat al Mustaqim, then we must look at some concepts, several concepts in fact. The first one we've got to look at is all beings are progressing along a creational, non-optional path. That means we're all progressing to travel along a path of perfection in essence. And this is a condition of our existence because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, if you look at Surah Al-Baqarah in ayah 210, he says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ, and all matters are returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we've got to first understand that this is our way, this is where we're going. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah and to Him we return. The second thing we've got to understand is that there is one path that we can choose. It is really the freedom of no choice, and that is the path towards perfection. Beautiful ayat from Surah Al-Inshiqaq, that's surah number 84, ayah 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhal insan, O human being, innaka qadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaki. Indeed, you are striving towards your Rabb. You are striving towards your sustainer, your cherisher, your nourisher. And you're striving so that you shall meet Him. And He is perfection. The third thing is that in the sense that whatever the human being chooses is a kind of path, he's in fact choosing to travel. And when you're choosing to travel in a direction, there is a certain destination. And therefore, one is traveling in the direction of one's own perfection. So the moment you say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, if I may paraphrase that ayah, we're saying, Oh Allah, guide us the right way of acquiring our full potential, to acquire perfection. The other concept now that we've got to look at is that the path of perfection is one that needs to be found, not one that needs to be invented. So we've got to understand that it exists. We just need to find it. We must seek the goal and walk the path. Again in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلِكُلِّ وُجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُعَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Every existence has a direction, has a goal. So seek the best one. Another thing we've got to understand is the straight road is a road that from the beginning has a defined direction. It doesn't have twists and turns. And it's one that leads a human being to his or her goal. It's not passing from contradiction to contradiction. It's not a matter of trial and error. It's there. And when I said that we need to discover it rather than to invent it, then we've got to also understand that it doesn't mean that like a physical road, it's been previously constructed and that we travel along. It means that the path towards one's perfection, the arrival in the realm of closeness to the divine, to realize one's potential, exists within one's own being. Within the makeup of the human being, there exists a natural disposition which we call fitr or fitra. It's a fitri disposition towards one perfection. Just as within an acorn lies the latent predisposition to become an oak tree. Now, the next thing is, despite the fact that we have this disposition, we're endowed with it, it's within us, we still remain in need of a guide. Because between the human being and all the other creatures that are disposed towards their own full potential, there is a fundamental difference. You see, other creatures do not have free will. Their path is defined. They have no option but to follow that path. With us, we have an option. Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Indeed, we have shown you the way. It is up to you to be thankful or to be non-thankful or to be ungrateful, in other words. So we possess sort of opposing and varied natures, and we may choose the path between our natures, recognizing the good from the bad, the high from the low. Those who are not the best of creation, animals for example, they do not have such choices. the horse, the sheep, the cat, the dog, each has been created with his own particular set of natural drives by which the path of that animal is defined. So we've got to understand that we have the choice here. When we, for example, in Surah Al-Layl, that's Surah number 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ سَعْيُكُمْ لَشَطَّ. Indeed, your striving is diverse. The efforts of the human beings are diverse. And we got to look at it as a human strength. So, what we're trying to work out when we say إِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ is to understand that there may be many, many paths laid out before us, but only one of them is the straight road that leads to and ends in divinity. And we have the choice to choose between any of these paths. If we choose one that is the straight road, that is Sirat al-Mustaqim, then we are right. Otherwise, choosing any other paths, we have made mistakes. And you know, there's a wonderful hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was sitting with a group of his followers. And he took a twig and he sort of was drawing lines in the earth. One of the lines was straight, while the others were all twisted and crooked. And then he pointed to the straight line and he said, "This is my path. All of the others are not my path." And that is why the Quran, when it mentions darknesses, it mentions it's in plural, dhulumat, in contradiction to light. And he mentions it as one, nur, which is singular. We see it when we recite Ayatul Kursi. Allah waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the guardian of those who believe. He takes them out of the darkness into the light. The paths of going astray are many and various. The path of truth is only one. And Allama Tabatabai puts it so beautifully in Al-Mizan fi Tafsir Al-Quran. Al-Mizan is an exegesis of the Quran. It's absolutely beautiful. Where he says that the Quran has another word for path, which is sabil, which is it has a similar meaning to that of sirat. Yet in meaning they're not quite the same, because sometimes sabil is used in plural in the form of subul, whereas sirat is always used in the singular. Thus the meaning of sabil is the tributary, the sort of extension path that ends at the main fundamental road. But the fundamental road is one and it is sirat. So let's look at it in the way that Shaheed Mutahhari writes. He says, "We human beings are all like a caravan on the road to perfection. And in order to arrive at ultimate perfection, we must travel along the main road. Yet in coming to that road, each of us has his own particular starting point, and so approaches that road on a minor subsidiary path. If whatever our station or position, we all act according to our human, ethical, and legislated responsibility, then in fact we have chosen a path leading us to the main road, even though at first we may all be on different paths." And he writes that one person, for example, is a doctor, another a laborer, another a merchant, and so on. Each of these constitute a sabil, a path, upon which the person approaches the main road. It's absolutely beautiful. So when you say in your salah, "Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim," think, I want to be guided onto the path that leads me to my full potential, to the path of perfection. I want to be on that main road. I want to join it. Inshallah, we will continue with Surah Al-Fatiha.